Our gospel reading this evening is a parable. Now, it's important that we realize that this is not a story about something that had happened, or maybe something that would happen. It's a parable. And so, some of the things in it are exaggerated. For example, that 5 talents, or the 2 talents, or the 1 talent. At that time, a talent was an immense amount of money. It's hard to give an equivalent, but probably the man who received the 5 talents received more money than the average person would earn in a lifetime. So we're dealing with a great deal of money. Even the guy that gets the 1 talent, some authors say that was probably some 1 year to 10 years wages, depending upon the metal with which it was made and the time in which it was done. But again, it was a large amount of money. The other thing that's kind of exaggerated about it is what happens to the guy that buried his talent. The punishment. It seems extraordinary. Because it says he was thrown into the darkness, while there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Now that seems a little excessive if you just take it as he didn't really use his master's money well. He gave it back. So he had committed no crime. And yet the punishment is excessive. To understand the parable, it's important to see that what Jesus is really doing here is telling a story about himself and what was to take place. After his resurrection, Jesus was going to ascend to the Father. He was going to be leaving for a long time. And so he entrusted great responsibility to his disciples. And that's really what it's all about. How the disciples are going to use the responsibility they've been given. Now, it's important for us to realize that he's not just talking to that group that was surrounding them. He's talking about disciples of every age, every generation. He's talking about you and I. Because we are called to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the disciple is one who tries to form their life after the model of the Master. And you know, if you're tempted to say, well, I don't think I'm really a disciple, well then if you're not a disciple, there's no entry into the kingdom of heaven. We either follow Jesus or we don't follow him. And if we don't follow, then we don't have eternal life. There's a theme in here today that was also for me in last week's reading. And that was the theme that, you know, this time of waiting, we talk about that how, you know, we wait now for the day that Jesus will come again and gather us into the kingdom of his Father. But this time of waiting is not an idle time. It is to be a very purposeful time. A time in which we've been given a mission that we are called to carry out. Now, Jesus has been trying to convey this mission, uses economic terms. He uses that image of a talent. But that monetary term could be seen as being symbolic for all the things that God has given us. Our life, our health, our possessions, our intellectual ability, the skills we have with our hands, all of those things, even faith itself, it is somehow symbolic of all of us. All these things have been given to you and I, but they're given so that we can share them with others. And that's the key concept here. Those two servants were given talents not for themselves, but to make a profit for the master. And the talents that you and I have been given are for that same purpose. We are to take the gift God has given us, and we are to bear fruit for the kingdom of heaven. It might be good to remember here that the Bible teaches us that you and I have been created in the image of God. Now think about that for a moment, because the very core of who God is the God who loves. The God who has poured himself out in Christ Jesus our Savior. And if we are in the image of God, then we must be people also who pour ourselves out, who give of ourselves. And if we fail to do that, then we're not living up to the likeness of the God who created us. You know, in that gospel story, those two servants risked everything because they could have lost that money. They invested it in some way and they got a double hold. There was risk there. And God is asking you and I too to take risks. And because it's very easy to take whatever gift God has given us and say, oh, I can't do much. I'm afraid somebody might be critical. They may not like what I do. You know, we hear all of that. But we are asked to take risks for the growth of the kingdom of God. Now what is Jesus really trying to say to us? There's a spiritual principle here that's a little hard for us to grab a hold of. He is saying our spiritual wealth increases to the extent that we give it away. And to the extent that we give of ourselves, to the extent that we use the gift God has given us in the service of others, then we grow spiritually. To the extent that we fail to give away, like the poor fellow that got cast out into the darkness, then we fail to grow spiritually. If we want to grow closer to God, if we want to share eternal life, then you and I are called to take those gifts, whatever gifts God has placed in our lives, and for all of us they're different, but we're to take those gifts and use them for the growth, for the spread of the kingdom of God. I'd like to kind of switch the subject just a little, then I'll come back. I just found out this week that Pope Francis has declared this week to be, or this Sunday, to be World Day of the Poor. That very much fits the theme of Francis's ministry. You know how he's always reaching out to the poor. He's going to visit the prisoner, he's going to visit the sick. He hugs the people that for most of us would find repulsive. He's always reaching out. And what he's asking on this Sunday is that all of us become aware of our call to be of service to the poor. And he adds a dimension to that. He says, you know, it can be rather easy to give some money, or it can be easy to kind of do a little bit of volunteer work for the poor, or for the needy of any kind. But that isn't enough. He talks about encounter. What we are called to do is encounter the people that we reach out to. Because only in encountering with them do we come, in a sense, to share their humanity. We come to know the circumstances in which they live. Maybe an example from the life of Francis of Assisi will help. Francis of Assisi is said to have real repulsion for the lepers. Well, one day, as he's traveling along, he hears the bell, which is the warning of a leper, so people would stay away. And he started to turn around and go the other direction. And then he stopped himself. And instead he went up and he kissed the leper. And it says after that, he began to live among them for a time and serve them. That great fear he had was overcome because he encountered one person who was a leper. Now maybe use another example that might bring that home a little better. Think about the difference between sending a Christmas card maybe to a person who's homebound or in a nursing home. The difference between that and going to visit that person. We all know that there's all the difference in the world in those two actions. Neither of them are bad, but the one is kind of aloof and distant. The other brings us into one-to-one contact with that person in need. And Pope Francis is saying on this World Day of the Poor, he wants us not only to be concerned about the poor, but to reach out to them, to encounter them, to be where they are, to share their lives. Now, kind of going back to the general theme of the homily, we are called to share our gifts. That is the only way you and I can bear fruit for the kingdom of God. And in sharing ourselves, we imitate Jesus, who gave his very self for us. And that's what discipleship is all about. Imitating him, pouring out ourselves for others, in the way he poured out himself for us. And not only has he done that in the past, he continues to do it through the Eucharist. He continues to give us himself, to share his life with us. And he invites us to share of our life with others. Right at the end of the gospel today, there's a line that's a little puzzling. It says, "For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." What is that saying? It's saying that if we have gifts from God and we share them, we are the ones who are enriched. But if we have very little and we're not willing to share, we begin to lose the very little we have. That's what happened in the gospel story. And that's the message Jesus wants to give to us. We are enriched. We grow in the spiritual life by the way we take the gifts God has given us and share those with others. We are impoverished by our failure to share.